Hey, folks, Dan Frio here with Stock Talk Tuesday. Okay, so if you're not having a good day today with this market, I don't know what you're waiting for. So what we're seeing in the markets today from the CPI report, we're going to break down from when the CPI came out this morning to what's going on today. So I got up early this morning. If you watch this morning's opening bell, I tried to do it live. But some of my videos got messed up and whatever. But yeah, I was trying to show the instant reaction to when the news was announced this morning, kind of what the markets would do and where we'd go from here. So this is kind of what I expected. This is what I was expecting kind of with the news the other day. But this is right on point where I expected the news to be today. If you watched yesterday's video, I thought we would come in just a little bit light on one or two of those numbers, and we did. Okay, so here's the reaction you're seeing across the board in the indices right there here. Here's the reason why I put out this video today. I talked with a buddy of mine yesterday, and he said, dude, I just dumped all my positions. And I was like, why? And he was like, well, you know, the stock market's overinflated right now, and there's a whole bunch of other things. And I was like, well, it's hard to buck these trends. Sorry, folks, I'll try not to turn my head. I know when I turn my head, I go silent. But so let's go over what happened today, folks. So we had the CPI number, the inflation number, well, that the consumer gets. And right there, here's what you're seeing. CPI report gives Federal Reserve the green light to cut rates. Now, that's what the markets were holding out for. Not only the markets, but the bond market as well. So let's go to the reactions that we saw today. So here's what happened. Inflation came out today. Consumer prices rose 2.7 annually in July, less than expected amid tariff worries. So the concern was the tariffs would just spike inflation kind of out of control, and the Federal Reserve would basically just be stuck. Well, a lot of the tariffs got their, you know, basically kicked down the street, but and China got kicked down the street another 90 days yesterday, and then that's why I thought the markets would react like this yesterday, but it was holding out for today. So that's what we're seeing on the market right there, in there. Let's get over to here. Here's basically what did it. Stocks get a boost as odds of a September rate cut, sending investors off to the races. So here's what we see right now. We have right now bond market, the MBS market. If you guys watch me on a daily basis, it's up 16 ticks. This cooled off from this morning's opening bell. We were up about 25 at the opening bell, gave back almost, well, all of it, and then started rallying throughout the day. So I'll do a closing bell here in a little bit to show you where the markets closed there. But here's the shock and awe, I guess, is this morning I did this report, and I forget what the odds were, like 80% or something like that, of a rate cut in September. So now in 35 days, the next meeting for the Federal Reserve coming in September, what are they going to do? If you scroll down here, the probability now is, yikes, it's pretty much a done deal, I would say, at this point. So we have a 95% chance the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates. And as soon as that CPI number came out today, the markets were off and running. But, folks, it's not at the end of the week here, because I want to go over to the rest of the economic calendar we have for the week. Holy crap, I didn't bring it up, folks. Hold on a second. Got to bring up the economic calendar because I got to show you guys what's in store for the rest of the week. So if we got consumer inflation today and it came in a little bit better than expected, what are we going to see when we start seeing, hold on, folks, I got to go to the other screen to make this look right. I'll just go like this. Okay, so here's what we're seeing. Let's go over to our economic calendar for today. So I go to Bloomberg calendars, and what I do here is I go to the United States, I select all, and today we're going to select the top two important programs out there. So what this is going to give us is basically breaking down these numbers that we got on today's CPI number. So here's the numbers, folks, and I won't go over them again. But now I want to go over to what we're going to see on Thursday. So on Thursday, we're going to get the PPI and now initial jobless claims. Now, this could turn the market back right to where we were, because if you see jobless claims starting to really reduce, people getting jobs and producer prices spiking, well, this recovery we're seeing today might be short-lived. So if you're in a position right now, if you can, you know, if refinancing might make sense to you on a mortgage, it might be the time to do that. But let's get over to the markets to see what this is doing. Basically, this is what I thought would happen today. So I actually did an investment tool chart with AI, and I want to show you what we did, folks. So if you're not using AI, you have to. I'm just going to leave it at that, especially the 5.0 that just came out with ChatGPT. So here's what I try to do. We used to do all this manually, and you'd go through and you'd run reports and things like that. Now you can just plug in data, you can plug in websites, you can basically plug in anything you want to this system, and it'll help you understand what's going on in the markets. So what I said today is, based on this, well, let me show you what I asked this the question of today. And I really, truly want to know the answer to this. I'm having a live event with my clients today and want to go over if you should invest, buy, hold, or sell their stocks, bonds, or crypto in investments. With today's headlines, and now the Federal Reserve is supposed to cut rates at their September meeting, what is the midterm outlook for these investments? And then the short-term, midterm, and long-term outlooks for these. So what it did is it broke it down. So what I'm trying to figure out now is, should you start depleting some of your assets? Should you start adding to some positions? How do you add? So folks, I just want to let you guys know, I'm not a financial analyst. I don't do this as a living. I actually do mortgages for a living. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video for that. So if you're looking to buy or refinance, hopefully I can help you. But if you're trying to understand how to invest, that's what I'm here for. Just, it's an educational and entertainment tool that I come out with. And a buddy of mine asked me years ago, he's like, why don't you create a portfolio online and show people how to do this, just the basics behind it. So that's what I figured I would do. So here's what we did, folks. I'll go through this analysis first, but we're going to go over to the stock portfolio that we created back, it was September of last year. And that's when we started this thing. So we're going to go down through these, and these are our portfolio. But I do have, you know, I'll ask you guys out there. Well, the first thing I'm going to ask you is, please let me know where you're coming from, if you would. And please, please, please give me a thumbs up if you can hear me and see me okay. I just need one person to give me that feedback, if you would. Okay, so here's what we're going to go through. Let's look at the investment atmosphere we have right now. Just looking at the economics behind things, the inflation numbers, the jobs numbers, where the economy's at this time. So what I did is I just asked it, okay, give me how the economy is and what investment choices would you have for us? So I'm going to break this down so you understand these choices. I don't like a couple of them. I'm even in the field of one of them, but I'm staying away from it. But here, let's explain it. Okay, so we got here the Federal Reserve and rate cuts. So what are we seeing today? Today's CPI fell short of expectations, headlines. Inflation's at 2.7% year over year, reversed from 2.8. So that was the headlines that we got today, and that's what basically set the markets off and running. The markets are now priced in a 90% chance, and that's what I just showed you right over to here, the Fed Rate Watch. It's over a 90% chance that the Federal Reserve will be cutting by 25 basis points in September. But there's something interesting that just popped out as well. There's Bowler. Now, he's on the front list of President Trump on the next Federal Reserve official. So let's get over, because he was just highlighted. Where was that? Let's see. I think I highlighted that across here somewhere. Let's see. I know I have this because I wanted to introduce to you the Bowler guy to explain to you who he is and what he does. Oh, shoot. So Bowler. Here, I know where it is, folks. I'm going to go back to this. So Bowler, if we get rid of this right through here, I had it up on the screen. Bowler, who's in contention to be the next Fed chair, what's he saying about all this? Well, he's saying there could be up to 100 basis, 1% full cut in the federal funds rate, the Federal Reserve's rate, by this time next year. That's what we're expecting. If you've been watching my videos, I've been saying, well, the number that the Federal Reserve holds when it comes to the rate that they control is the federal funds rate. Okay, so you need to understand what it is and how it works. So let's get over to the federal funds rate that we're going to have right through. Where did it go again? Man, I am all over the map today, folks. Don't have it on the screen, so we'll bring it up. Okay, the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. You can see that on the screen right now. What it should be, or what normal times would be, it would be about equal to where inflation is. Okay, so if inflation's at 2.5, 2.6, let's say 3 on the high end, well, there's 100 basis points, 1% full that could come out of the federal funds rate. That's what he's basically saying. So if that happens, we're off and running again. So let's start breaking down, would we look to buy, sell, hold some of these positions? What am I doing? Well, also, let me know what you guys are doing. So let's go down and break down one of these investment strategies that we looked at. Okay, so here's what we're going to figure out the rest of these details to give us a direction of where the Federal Reserve is going to go and their thinking behind things. Thus, then what's the government going to do? And thus, then what's the market's going to do and where's it going to go from there? So here's the thoughts behind this. And what I was saying is right through here, the dissenters Dissenters emerge. There's now, if there's another person that was just assigned to the Federal Reserve who's going to be a dissenter as well. So there's going to be at least 3 to 4 people at the next meeting saying, we need to cut rates. Well, after the last unemployment numbers, I think that's going to be a unanimous vote, maybe. But here's what it says. Markets now price in a 90% chance of 25 basis points cuts. Now, what's on the table now is bigger cuts than the 25 basis points. So that's going to be what in the projections now. But let's go down through and see what the rest of this thing says. I want to know, should we sell things short-term, mid-term, long-term? But we got to know what we're focused in on and what our investment goals are, okay, and what our strategies are. And here's what I mean. Do you have a short-term duration or mid-term or long-term? Like, I'm 60 years old, so I need a longer-term duration because my money needs to last. So I can't be really risky. If you're out there and you're 30, 40 years old, you can be a lot more risky than I am. And if you're younger than that, you even have even more time to recover. Okay, so let's look at some things. Stocks, bullish sentiment is strong. Lower rates tend to boost risk assets like stocks. Okay, so we know the Federal Reserve's coming in and they're going to cut rates. So that's going to most likely propel the stock market. And also, with rates coming down, you can get some or make some money on bonds. So the bond market, what's it looking like? Well, yields are expected to fall if rates drop, pushing prices up. So how bonds work, if you buy it now, the price of that bond will go up as yields come down. Okay, so that's what you're looking for here. We know the yields are coming down, so what's going to happen to bond prices? Well, they're going to go up. And they're expected to be cut 100 basis points from hopefully the next Fed official, then that telling you how much of a move this is going to make. And you can actually equate it out to, you can say, well, if the interest rates adjust 1% and I hold a bond at X percentage, this is how much of a return I should get. Check out, so you can Google that or just do an AI tool for that. Now, cryptocurrencies. I'm going to say is in a sphere is all by itself. You need to put a little bit of money in it, but it's risky. It's a real risky asset. It's not as risky as it was once before. You know, I at one point said, okay, it could go to zero. I don't really think it could go to zero anymore, but what is the upside potential and what's the downside? So, you know, if you have extra money and you want to play in this market, you know, crypto might be a way to go. But here's what this is suggesting, and I'm going to have to give it a double thumbs up because I actually agree with it. Stocks, lean buy and hold, especially cyclical, tech, and small cap names. Okay, here's what it's telling you in the stock market piece of what to look at. It says stocks benefit from cheap capital persistence, but extended gains hinge on earnings and economic health. The stocks that it's recommending are secular, and they're down through here. They're in the housing. Right through here, monetary policy, stocks that enjoy tailwinds over the next 6 months. It's actually telling you to get into like housing and things like that. What I'm saying to get into, the most prudent way to get into this is get into like an S&P 500 index. Okay, why do we talk about that? Well, because I'm still pro on stocks. And if you get into the S&P 500, it's basically you're buying a small fractional shares of every company in the S&P 500. So let's try to dive in here just real quick. Stocks, they benefit from cheaper capital persist, but extends gains hinge on earnings and economic health. Bonds may continually rally at rate policies loosens. Crypto could be see volatility tied to macro shifts and sentiment for risk on and risk off. The sentiments it's giving you right through here, I want to scroll down and tell you the areas that it's looking at. But what it's telling you to, here's the different asset classes you have to choose from. Stocks, bonds, and crypto. What it's telling us right now is buy and hold your stocks, buy and hold or buy bonds and hold crypto. So it's really not telling us anywhere in here to sell. And I'd have to be a proponent to that. So when I look at these though, I can say, okay, stocks are just, especially if you're in the AI sphere, or we're going to go over the S&P 500, those stock indexes here in a second. But that's where I think the money's to be made. You know, I'm not into the small caps because those are smaller companies. So think of it. If we invested in the S&P 500, the top 500 companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange, here's what you're going to get. So let's get over to it. First, let's go to our portfolio. So folks, here it is. I know I rambled for the last 15 minutes, but here's our stock portfolio. We created this thing about a year ago, Okay, so here's the positions we hold. And if you're new to the channel, I'm not going to go through every one of these holdings today, but these are the ticker symbols we have. So you can pause it here. You can look at the stocks that we own or the ETFs, but here's the positions we're in and why. But then what I'm going to talk about is one piece of stock that we're looking to buy right now. It's an ETF that this thing recommended to us, and it's actually a SPDR stock. So it's the S&P 500, which is right here. And it's actually, you're buying a fractional share of all these companies. Look at the companies on the screen right now, folks. So are you watching these every day and it's like, okay, NVIDIA's up again. Microsoft up again. Apple is rallying. I think it's up 5, 6, 7% this week. We got Amazon, Meta, Broadcom, Alphabet, Berkshire Hathaway, all these companies. Well, I'm not going Tesla and Berkshire Hathaway. They're not doing fairly well right now, but they're a long-term investment. Look at those top holdings. Don't you wish you had those in your portfolio today? Okay, so if you're 25 to 35 or 45, you need to be putting money into some of these things. This is the stock portfolio that I'm in. Okay, I am actually in this ETF because I wanted to get a position in NVIDIA. I do own Apple shares directly, Amazon, and all these others. I wanted to get a piece of the pie, but I don't want to spend, you know, a multiple of $50,000 on NVIDIA because at some point that it's going to hit a cap and it's going to start making a turn. So I'd rather leverage myself in this. You know, am I going to get rich overnight? No, but it's a great asset class to hold to make sure you don't miss out on a lot of the gains that a lot of people are seeing in today's market. So let's go over our portfolio one last time. I want you guys to understand the markets right now. Here's basically here's everything, the nuts and bolts of this thing, folks. We know the Federal Reserve is going to cut. We even just had today, potentially the new Fed official or the head of the Fed next year, he came out and said by next year we'll probably be down 100 basis points. That's 1 full percent on the federal funds rate. That's the short-term rate that the Federal Reserve controls. So let's look into that. How's that going to work out for us? Okay, so if you look at stocks over history, stocks have done very well at times when the Federal Reserve's cutting. That's number one. We have a lot of earnings potential coming in right now. We've been watching the S&P 500 index, those stocks over the last 2 weeks, and they've been faring very well. Earnings are coming back okay. The people, basically what everything was being held up by is people kept saying these tariffs are going to be huge on the inflation. So we're sitting on the sidelines waiting for that data month after month after month. And there still might be revisions. There's still numbers coming in. They still haven't made a settlement with China. So I'm not saying we're out of the dumps right now. But if you look at this over, don't look at it on 30, 60 days. Look at it over the next 6, 12, 18 months. Rates are going to come down. So what's that mean? That means bond prices are going up. Good investment. Okay. On the stock side, it's going to make money or capital cheaper for companies to leverage. So that's normally good for stocks. Plus, if you have fixed investments, like you have CDs right now competing with stocks, you have CDs, money markets paying 5% interest. They usually pay a quarter. So when you have a 5% interest rate on that, you can put your money with basically 100% security, you want higher returns if you're going to invest that in stocks, bonds, or cryptocurrencies. Okay, so that's what happens. So right now the stock market is rolling, but you have to be very cautious on what you're buying because you have to look at what's called PE ratios. And that's how the price to earnings. You take the price of a company, the stock divided by its earnings, and it gives you a multiple. The higher the multiple, well, the more expensive that stock is. So here's our stock portfolio that we created over the last year, and I'm just going to highlight it real quick just so you guys understand it. And I want you to also look over through here to the total gains that we had right through here. Okay, so our total gains over the past year, I think it's structured over the past year, is about 18%. All right, if you go through here, here's our stocks. Okay, this one stands out like a sore thumb, and I know it does. This is my Bitcoin position. This is Bitcoin, I call it on steroids. So whatever Bitcoin price does, this doubles it. Okay, but if it's a good day, you're doing really well. If it's a bad day, you're getting killed. So this one, we're up 165%. Okay, so that's an anomaly. So now let's start getting into the other pieces of this portfolio we picked and the whys behind it. Okay, XLF. This is a basket of financial stocks, kind of like the SPLG, which is the S&P 500. But here, I'll explain how these work. So it's not a stock. It's a basket of stocks. So on 9-9 of 2024, see, about a year ago, we picked up this position. Let's get over to it. So like I showed you on the spider, it gives you NVIDIA, Apple, all these other companies. If you buy the financial sector spider, the XLF, now there might be a cheaper way to go about this, but all you have to do, the best tool that I find to use is Yahoo Finance. Okay, and here's why. You go over to this and you just hit holdings, because this is an ETF, meaning it holds a basket or a conglomeration of stocks. So if you click the hold button, here's what's going to pop up. Okay, this is what it holds. So it holds a position in Berkshire Hathaway. Well, so did the other one we had. Remember the other one we just looked at? It had Berkshire Hathaway in there, but a 1% move. This one has 11% in Berkshire Hathaway, 11% in JP Morgan, 8% in Visa, and then MasterCard, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Morgan. This is by buying one share of this, you're owning all these companies. Okay, so if one has great earnings and one falls off a cliff and one files bankruptcy, you'll still do okay. Okay, but you won't fall off a cliff and lose all your money. All right, so that's why we buy into those positions. All right, so that's the XLF. That's the financial sector that we looked at that point. Because I think as you have to understand how banks make money. Banks make money by lending you long-term rates, but they finance it with short-term money. Meaning, when you put your money into a money market account at the bank, you used to pay like 0.25%. Well, the bank would take that money and they'd lend it out, car loans, things like that, at 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%. That spread is how they make money. Well, the spread hasn't been that big because of short-term interest rates being so high. So as rates go down, it's going to be more and more beneficial to financial institutions because they make money on the spread. So let's get back over to here. Let's go back to our portfolio and just break the rest of this down for you guys. All right, so let's start at the top. Peltier. We added that in last week because a young man stayed with me until the end of the video, and he said, "Hey, Dan, how about Peltier?" And I said, "You know what? We'll talk about it next week. Let's just throw it up here." It is up 10% since last week. So the Peltier, it's in the AI space. Do your research on it. I know a lot about it. There's people on my team that own stock in that, and they all razz me on it every day, and that's another reason why I put this in here. But we just added to that position. If you don't believe me, here, I'll show you the date. We added it on 8/5 of 2025. It was $171 a share. It's $187 a share right now. SPLG, that's S&P 500 ETF we talked about. The reason why I got SPLG, it's a much cheaper expense factor, because basically what this does is it holds the same S&P 500 stocks, but it has a much lower expense factor, a management fee, put it that way. So when you guys are out there looking for the lowest rate and lowest fees, well, you can get it on the SPLG on that. And then you go down through here, and here's other things. Aerospace and defense. Why? Well, NATO, they're required now. Anybody, if a nation, member of NATO, has to spend 5% of their GDP on defense. Where are they going to spend it? Well, they're going to spend it on aerospace and defense. They're also going to spend it on cybersecurity, go figure. So we loaded up on two ETFs in both of those. How are we faring? One were up 7%, one were down 2%. See, you don't always win, even in this market. Okay, the next thing is OKLO. How are you going to fuel all this or power all this AI? That's a nuclear play that we picked, and the next day it went up 30%. Where are we at now? We're up 44%. So this is a nuclear, it is a single stock, but it's in the nuclear space because we got to figure a way to power all this AI, and this is one of the top sector stocks in that environment. So I was more reluctant to go with a single stock on this one, kind of just to roll the dice to show you guys how a single stock fares usually many times better than a conglomerate or like an ETF that you see. Next thing is that we see ARKQ, which is technology and robotics. This is another area I think it's going to be huge because of the defense budgets and just robotics in general are going to do very well. How's it doing? It's up 27%. When did we buy into this position? I just want to show you guys these. You don't have to be in positions a long time, but you got to get, basically you'll never make money if you're out of the market. Put it that way. We bought this on 5/14 at $79 a share. It is $101 a share at this point. So that's what we're seeing in there. XME, this is a metals and mining. Why? That's all you hear about on the news. You know, we need more metals and mining. We just made an agreement with Ukraine for precious minerals. Same thing with China and all these. We need these minerals. So this is a way to do that. SLX, steel. I'm from a steel mill town. Donald Trump wants manufacturing back in this country. The only way that's going to happen is if you start investing more in steel companies. And this is why I picked that one. And that one we picked how long ago? Four months ago. And we are up SLX. We are up 22% on that investment. And then XLF, already went over there in BITX. So that's our portfolio and basically the whys behind it. Okay, so I'm not adding to our position today because we like this one right here. It's the S&P 500. It's all these stocks that you're getting. It's the headline stocks that you're seeing. So if your friends are telling you, oh, I just made this much money on NVIDIA. Oh, how about Peltier? I killed it on Peltier. You can say, yeah, I own them all too, because if you buy into this here, I don't think Peltier's on here, but if you buy into this, you can say, yeah, I own NVIDIA, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Meta, Broadcom, Alphabet, Tesla. I own all those stocks. Maybe give you a little bit of bragging rights. So that's that for today, folks. So if you have any questions, and that's why hopefully you guys join me each day, folks. I hope you have some questions that we can ask, or you can ask, to help clarify all the environments. I'm sorry. Usually when I start my videos, it's hard to just get a groove going because I'm used to interacting with somebody. So I apologize. At the beginning of my videos, they kind of come off to a little bit of a slow start. But my whole goal, folks, my whole goal is to help you guys understand how this all works. I got nothing to no skin in the game here. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not a financial planner. I'm not asking you to invest in me. All I'm doing is spending some time with you guys to help you understand how the markets work and the whys behind it. What I truly do, folks, I'm actually a mortgage advisor. If you need some assistance with a loan, you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to help you. Well, let's get on to some more things here. So it's going stocks. I'm in a buy and hold pattern as well. Bonds, I'm buying as well. And crypto, I'm holding as well. I actually buy two times a month on payday. I buy Bitcoin and Ethereum. So that's what I do there. Okay, so let's move on a little bit more. We got the spider fund. We got that economic calendar for the rest of this week. We got the CPI today, like I said, folks, but it's not over yet for this week. We have the PPI, which is producer inflation. That's coming out on Thursday. And then we also have initial jobless claims giving us those jobs numbers. And are people having an easier job time getting a job back, or are they struggling a little bit right now? So that's what the continued jobless claim is going to tell us that day. That's going to be my biggest concern for the day. Are people getting able to get back to work? And if not, then the jobs reports are going to keep adding up, and that's not going to be good for the country at all, folks. So, but the good news for today, like I said, the headline things, the stock market, let's see if we can refresh this and see, is it closed for the day? No, it's still open. The stock market up 500, S&P 500 hits a new record high as the CPI gives the Federal Reserve a green light to cut rates. And that's what you're seeing here today, folks. We got the MBS up as well, 16 ticks today, so that means mortgage rates. Let's do mortgage rates real quick. Mortgage rates are, they are zero for the day. So I don't think we didn't get a lot of reprieves on rates today. There's not a lot of banks really cut rates today, and I'll show you that on my closing bell. But to find out a little bit more about me and what I do, folks, is I'll just tell you. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer. I hold a federal license, actually. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this for over 30 years. So if you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. My slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how does this work? Well, the easiest way I can explain this is I work at a federal bank, so that gives me the federal license. My bank had the ingenuity to become like a broker. We set up with 33 other lenders. These are banks, credit unions, and mortgage companies. Why? It's because when you call us, we want to be able to find you or be your one-stop shop, because we don't want you going to that place and that place and that place and that place, because you're having to put in your application, you have to put in all your information, they got to pull your credit, do all this stuff, and then get back with you with saying, congratulations, you're approved, now you got a rate quote. Well, the next day you do the same thing, then the next day you do the same thing. It's round robin. Then every day you're chasing your tail to figure out, okay, you know, who's got the best rate today? Well, if you want to do that with one application and one credit pool, just go to rateupdate.com, folks. Here's my website. You can do a few things here. If you want to give us a call to figure all this out, just call us at 844-775-5626. If you want to check, just ask me a question, just hit the Ask Dan button. I don't care if it's a question about mortgages, cryptocurrencies, or, you know, stock market. I'll answer anything you got for me. But the main emphasis is right through here. If you're looking to buy a house right through here. We have up to $7,000 grant. This isn't a loan. It isn't a lien on your home. It'll make it even easier when you look to refinance, you know, 6 months or 8 months down the road because rates are coming down, because this isn't a lien on your property. What a lot of people are having problems with, they get that down payment assistance loan. Then when you go to refinance, you have to pay it off. So you can't take advantage of those rates, or you got to finance another $10,000-$15,000 for that down payment assistance. Not a good way to do it. So check out that program. If you're looking to refinance, I did about 10 of these this morning. Check out our refinance tab right through here. This isn't telling you how to refinance. It's basically saying, okay, what rate do you have now, and what rate would you really want to refinance at? And then as soon as rates hit there, I'll send you a personalized video going over the numbers with you and seeing if, you know, does it make sense to refinance? Is the cost there? Is the savings there? And we do that. The last thing is, if you've already got a loan estimate or you're locked in with another company and you have 3 weeks or more to close, why don't you check out and see if we can scan your loan estimate with it and compare it over 30 different lenders out in the environment, see if we can get you lower rates, lower fees. We're having it most times. We're doing both. We're helping people get lower rates and lower fees. So all you have to do is go to therateupdate.com, give us a call, or shoot me an email right through here. But folks, that is it for today. I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how. Hold on, I got to find them again, folks. Let you know how all these end for the day, folks. So thanks for watching today, folks. I know it was a little skittish. It's really busy in the background right now with mortgages. So I just wanted to keep consistent with this Stock Talk Tuesday to make sure you guys are understanding the stock market and you can actually prosper from it as well. So thanks a lot for watching. If you would, subscribe down below if you haven't yet. Otherwise, God bless you. I'll be back at the closing bell in just a bit to let you know how all this